Hello and welcome to 1 hour of happy, happy fun time music. My name is Captain Dickhead. Doing it right the first time is my middle name. And now, introducing your host, Nick E. V.
Hello, hello, and welcome. This is 1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music, and my name is Nikki V. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm currently broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And today I'm back for another episode of some happy, happy, fun time music. We're going to start things off with a little track. Well, not a little track. It's actually 6 minutes. And 35 seconds. It's by the band 12 Rods off of the album Split Personalities. Came out in the year 1998. This is my favorite track off of the album Split Personalities. Shout out to Jay for showing me this album in my first year of university at UBC. Not long after we met, I believe. Close to the beginning of the year. And this album has stuck with me throughout all of it. I really enjoy it, and I think you might enjoy it too. So let's get right into this track. It's called Red, the 4/9 new version.
Thank you. DD Mega Doo-Doo. I'm sorry.
DD Mega Doo-Doo. That translates from French to... How's it going, guys? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is 1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music, and my name is Nikki V. Dropped some knowledge on you. You just heard... You just heard Red, the 4/9 new version off of the album Split Personalities by 12 Rods. Very great song. I love it a lot. But actually, today... We are not talking about 12 Rods, as is a common theme in the episodes of my show. We're going to be talking about hip-hop artist and producer, JPEG Mafia. Let's go, JPEG Mafia. Yeah! Any of you guys unfamiliar with JPEG Mafia, you shouldn't be, though. His full name is Barrington Devon Hendricks. Known professionally as JPEG Mafia, stylized in all caps, the JPEG part, Mafia is only capitalized in the M. He's probably the best producer in the... Wow, I really cannot come up with a coherent sentence. He's probably one of the more... unique and creative producers in the game right now. You've probably heard one of his songs before, or a beat, or something. He's kind of all over the place. I just saw a video of him the other day chilling with Denzel Curry, and I didn't even know when that video was made. I didn't know this guy had this sort of connections. Anyways, he's very talented. We're gonna drop in to some of his music real quick. He released an album recently, known as Scaring the Hose. Now, if you're cool, you might have already listened to it, but otherwise, I'm going to save you the hassle of listening to it, and I'm going to play you the best track off the entire album. It's called Garbage Pail Kids. The sample work and just percussion on this song is absolutely wild, and I love it to death. And there's a really cool guitar part that I've seen basically everybody that has reacted to the album on YouTube describe it as a sample, which I don't know about that because I could not find any source confirming that it was a sample. So for now, my headcanon is that Peggy wrote this beautiful guitar part, and now we shall listen to it. So we've got Garbage Pail Kids off of Scaring the Hose coming up, and then a song by another hip-hop artist, and... Actually, I don't know if he produces his own tracks, but Genesis Owusu, out of Australia, another very talented artist, he released a new track recently called Leaving the Light. I'm going to play that one for you. And then another JPEG Mafia track called What Kind of Rappin' Is This? Off of the album LP, with an exclamation point. So, let's get right into those three, and let's get on our merry way. Niggas don't rap no more, they just sell rhymes. So I should probably quit and start a line of bad flow from cow like this Yuri and Siri. If I'm that nigga, should probably answer back. Don't ask me stupid shit, my nigga. I'm a sound code degenerate, working up with no membership. A minute late, you wonder where the bitches went. My manuscript, I can't handle it. Eat your ass like I'm cannabis. I show up on your screen like Trella Evangelist. And I'm happy that I can clap those cheeks like you eat brown and your yard need more than a milkshake. But now I'm saying I'm a big bone that see me fall. But when I'm sprouting, I keep the customs at the front.
Thank you. Make a follow the split like a low when I'm back in the house. Little bitch, I've been rapping like this. Mary and Barry, I'm taking a hit. He carried a cross, I carried a clip. Like, what kind of rapping is this? I put it in for a sound. Like, please don't deliver me now. Weak men always got so much issue with me. It just happens, it's bound. Little bitch, I've been rapping like this. Covered in money, they thinking I strip. My papas are close and my partners ain't shit. I rap like I'm one bar, slitting my wrist. You one bar, would be splitting your wig. Say a few words, jump back in the pit. What kind of rapping is this? Now I'm looking at this one, now I'm looking at that one, now I'm looking all over the world, yeah. Yeah, look at time to rap like this. Niggas thinking that's
Angelique Wilkie says they explore the spaces between things and how to navigate them. As a Black artist and a woman, she doesn't fit into the definitions imposed by society. That's an important part of her collaboration with the choreographer, Melanie Demers. They're both interested in the gray areas. These words offered by Angelique Wilkie, the award-winning dance artist performing in Confession Publique by Montreal-based dance company May Day, on at the Scotiabank Dance Theatre, two nights only, May 26th and 27th at 8 p.m. An autobiographical solo with Wilkie as its muse. The work takes on themes of privacy and secrecy, delving into the marshy depths of the psyche in a revolt against the vulgar self-exposure that bombards us every day. Experience Wilkie's magnetic and powerful performance, shared with humility and unshakable confidence. Tickets are on a sliding scale, $10 to $50, available at plasticorchidfactory.ca.
May is Asian Heritage Month in Canada. And this year, the Vancouver Asian Heritage Month Society and its signature event, the Exploration Festival, is celebrating its 27th anniversary. Exploration Festival is a month-long celebration that brings together all of the Pan-Asian Canadian artists throughout the Lower Mainland, including visual, art, poetry, dance, and music. Find all of the events and exhibitions in the online program guide, which you can download at exploration.org to learn more about what's happening in your community this Asian Heritage Month.
DD Mega Doo-Doo. I'm sorry.
We're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to 1 hour of Happy Epi Fun Time music, and I am your host, Nikki V. You just heard three whole tracks from three different artists, all very talented. The first track was Garbage Pail Kids by JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown off of the collaborative album Scaring the Hose. And then we heard Leaving the Light by Genesis Owusu. That's just a single, came out recently. And What Kind of Rappin' Is This by JPEG Mafia off of LP. So three very good tracks. Get a little taste of JPEG Mafia, also known as Peggy. It also says here that JPEG Mafia is also known as Buttermilk Jesus and Duncan. So those are names to be for sure. JPEG Mafia is just a very talented artist. Maybe I can find some more little bits of info on the Wikipedia here. He was born in Brooklyn to Jamaican parents. He spent the majority of his childhood in Flatbush, which is in Brooklyn, and then he moved to Alabama at 13. He said he experienced a significant amount of racism that had an intense effect on his music. No kidding. But anyways, a very talented musician. He's a great guy. I encourage you to go look him up and listen to his other music. I still have to do some of that myself. I have not made my way through his full discography, but I do intend to in the future. He's just a unique and great artist. So, moving on, not from JPEG Mafia, considering that we've got another JPEG Mafia track coming up. So we've got Lean Beef Patty, another album off of Scaring the Hose. This was one of the lead singles. Then we've got Ghostly Scream by Taro Lynn featuring Ozzy Geary. To be completely honest, I made this set a while ago and I don't really remember this track, but if I put it in here, and then I must have had some good intentions with it. Ozzy Geary is a Japanese digital grindcore artist. At least that's sometimes the form that their music takes sometimes, but they're a very, very interesting band. I just recently came across them, which explains why I threw them in the set. And then we've got Rainbow Six, another track by JPEG Mafia. This is a solo track off of Veteran, one of the more acclaimed JPEG Mafia albums. So let's get into those three, and yeah, let's do it.
First off, fuck Elon Musk, $8 too much, this that's expensive. Put a hose in the back and a crack in the slack, my teeth can delete that I meant it. I don't really check, cause I got no respect, and these niggas might know me like a dentist. City all about these kids, so we hear some shit and they get offended. This ain't what you want, no, this ain't what you want. Fuck out, cause I feel like Papa John.
I am terribly sorry. I rarely do this, but I was reading through the Wikipedia page for JPEG Mafia again. I don't know why I didn't continue reading on. He enlisted in the United States Air Force at age 18, and he served a tour of duty in Iraq and spent most of the time in Kuwait, Germany, Japan, and North Africa before being honorably discharged after speaking up against his superior's reported abuse. Jesus Christ. Like, I had no idea about that. I genuinely had no idea. He also, he once claimed to have a master's degree in journalism, but clarified that he studied the subject, but he was not officially awarded the degree. Yeah. So, interesting. Sorry, back to the music.
Girl, do your thing, so what's up with that, what's up? Spinning fast like Buster. If I need that crusher, feel like I love ya. Place. I'ma have to teach you, baby. I'ma have to give me some lazy. Tell her when I'm talking to my baby. Going on the block with the Glock on. Straight drop. Going on the block with the Glock on. Hey, you know I got a straight drop. Going on the block with the Glock on.
It's the young alt-right menace. What's the pistol to a pen and treat a rattle like a cynic, nigga? Surface level niggas never get it. Fuck a rating and a cynic. Always talking, never living, nigga. I don't make no music for these niggas. Say they wanna be a critic, but they cannot take no criticism. Nigga, we the junkies, they the dealers. I be rapping, they be triggered, you be writing. I'm a killer, nigga, what?
Fuck is this song? Fuck is my whip? Fuck up your street, I got the rips. Skinny and pain, I'm Taylor Swift. We at your job, at your shift. Nigga, you gone.
I'm like, nigga, I want it.
Trust you, baby. I'm around you, baby. I got so much on me. 40, I drown you, baby. I wanna drown you, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. I got too much for me. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm on the phone.
DD Mega Doodoo. I'm sorry.
Well. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is 1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music. We just approached the halfway point of tonight's program, And the last three tracks that you just heard in backwards order were Rainbow Six by JPEG Mafia off of the album Veteran. Before that was Ghostly Scream by Terralyn featuring Ozzy Geary. That's a single. And Lean Beef Patty by JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown off of the collaborative album Scaring the Hose. And three great tracks. I remember sort of why I put Ghostly Scream in there. It's sort of industrial, sort of digital, sort of grindcore. It's a good track. The entire like last half was just sitting at the top of my... Oh, wow, I really can't remember the name of it. It was very loud. Yeah, it was very loud. And so I hope you didn't damage your ears. But yeah, we're going to be moving on. I've got a Canadian artist, once again, for us to listen to. This is Toronto duo Odonis Odonis. It says here on their website they have, this is a self-description, so keep that in mind. Odonis Odonis have proven time and time again that they're not interested in doing the same thing twice. Promising. I have listened to them. I already like them. I don't know why I'm acting like I haven't listened to them yet. So the two are... the core duo is Konstantin Tezanos and Denholm Whale. And they've put out 5 full-length albums, multiple shows, blah, blah, blah. They've explored the genres. Post-punk, EBM, industrial, shoegaze, pop, and surf rock. Quite a cool collection of genres, if I do say so myself. They've worked with lots of other artists, known as Tobacco, Actors is out of Vancouver, who else, Terror Bird, Los Angeles Industrial Pop Project. Now that is interesting, I haven't heard of these guys, but they're called Patriarchy. I'm gonna go listen to this after I finish recording this, but, frankly, I think it's time to get back into the music so you can hear for yourself what Odonis Odonis sounds like. And also, speaking of Tobacco, this song is called Beast. It's by Odonis Odonis featuring Tobacco. And it is just a single. And this came out in 2023, actually. Just came out in April very recently. Brand new song. I hope you enjoy this one. And we're going to be flowing on into the next track, which is called Fluke. And that's all off of the album No Pop. There's a lot to unpack with that title. And then Hold My Liquor by Kanye West off of Yeezus. One of my favorite albums. You know, you got to sneak a track in there. Let's get right into it. We'll be right back.
I'm back out my coma. Waking up on your sofa. When I park my Range Rover, slightly scratch your Corolla. Okay, I smash your Corolla. I'm hanging on a hangover. 5 years we've been over. Ask me why I came over.
knocking on ya. One cold night in October, pussy had me floating, feel like Deepak Chopra. Pussy had me dead, might call Tupac over. Yeezys all on your sofa, these the red Octobers. Still ain't learned me no manners. You love me when I ain't sober, you love me when I'm hungover. Even when I blow Doja, then the auntie came over. Skinny bitch with no shoulders, telling you that I'm bogus. Bitch, you don't even know us. Baby girl, he's a loner. Baby girl, he's a loner. Late night organ donor. After that, he disown ya. After that, it's just hopeless. Soulmates become soulless. When it's over, it's over. And bitch, I'm back out my coma.
I can't handle no liquor, but these bitches can't handle me. I can't control my niggas, and my niggas, they can't control me. You say you know me, my nigga, but you really just know the homie.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant church by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow.
Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents Radio Show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
CITR. streaming at player.chgr.ca.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
DD Mega Doodoo. I'm sorry.
And that, my dear listeners, is the sound of me returning to tell you that this is CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to 1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music, and I'm Nikki V. And you just heard some tracks. You just heard some. You heard Beast by Odonis Odonis featuring Tobacco. You've got Fluke by Odonis Odonis. And then we listened to Hold My Liquor by Kanye West off of Yeezus. And I hope you enjoyed those three tracks. We are now going to be transitioning into our last track of the evening, another track by Odonis Odonis. This one's called Trust. And yeah, we're just gonna hop right into it. I hope you have a great evening after this track is over. I'm gonna be peacing out. And yeah, that's about it for me. Have a great evening, have a great Friday when you wake up in the morning, and yeah, I love you. Good night.